Political prisoners had been forced to work in Czechoslovakia long before the communists seized power in the so-called bloodless coup of February 1948. Under the direction of the hardline Stalinist leader Clement Gottwald, however, securing workers to unearth weapons-grade uranium became policy, a top priority. The camps served two purposes, a way to purge the land of class enemies and to build up the atomic arsenal of the Soviet Union when few could know that the ideological war with the West would remain a cold one. During Gottwald's five-year reign as Czechoslovak president, some 200,000 people were sent to prison and forced labor camps for supposed crimes against the state. Among them was František Zahradka, barely 19 years old when he was handed down a 20-year sentence. To this day, he considers himself a fortunate man.
Oni si naplánovali bez soudu, čistě na základě rozhodnutí takzvaných.
They planned on sending 180,000 people to such labor camps without court proceedings, 3,000 people every month for the duration of a five-year plan, and with the assistance of the STB, the secret police. They especially wanted to cleanse Prague and other large cities of the bourgeois. Communists took over the apartments of those imprisoned or killed, and in many cases sent their families to live in isolated border regions. Many prisoners had no idea why they'd been arrested or how long they'd be interned, and that was the horrifying beginning of communist rule.
Kteří kolikrát ani nevěděli, kdo je tam poslal, na jak dlouho. Ale rodina se musela vystěhovat.
In the autumn of 1949, František Zahradka was still in high school, or rather he should have been, when he was arrested for treason.
No tak z jejich podnětu jsme vydávali skautíci 10. dílu Junáka v Českých Budějovicích.
For a good 6 months, the former Boy Scout had been leading groups of anti-communists through the Šumava Mountains, across the border into Germany and back. They included former airmen who had fought alongside the British RAF in independent Czechoslovak fighter squadrons. By the time he was caught, the communists had begun trying such class enemies in court. Such was the international outcry over the thousands of extrajudicial imprisonments.
U soudu, když jsem měl prakticky měsíc po narozeninách, jsem dostal 20 let. To byly 19. narozeniny.
1 month after his 19th birthday, the defiant and wiry teenager was tried alongside 23 other men, including an American intelligence officer who had joined one of the RAF fighter squadrons. Mr. Zahradka got 20 years. Had he been a year older, he might well have received the death penalty.
Nepůsobilo nějak depresivně, nám šlo hlavně o to, aby...
We were not depressed. It was a victory not to get the death sentence. A life sentence was a victory because we were convinced that this criminal regime was not going to survive long. We believed that truth and justice would prevail. It was our slogan when they were lining us up for the hearings, like scouts. We were saying, a year or 20, the main thing is not to get the hangman's rope. No rope for me, only 20 years. Seeing the fathers during the trial, that was hard. We had it easy. It was very much worse for those who had small children and left behind pretty wives.
Daleko horší to měli ty chudáci, kterým zůstali doma malí děti, mladí hezký manželky.
Diminutive in stature, dressed in a hand-knit sweater and armed only with a ready laugh, it is hard to imagine that Zahradka was once considered among the most dangerous of prisoners. In the prime of his youth, he spent 2 years imprisonment in solitary confinement before being sent to his first labor camp, Nikolai, then on to Yakimov and Vojna. The prisoners would work 12-hour shifts and were assigned additional chores at the base camp. They were kept in a constant state of exhaustion, he recalls. Many succumbed to tuberculosis, their immunity systems and will to live stripped bare. Hundreds of others would die of leukemia from exposure to the uranium. The camp bunker was purposely built with a ceiling too low for the average man to stand upright. Zahradka recalls how 1 year on May Day, a holiday celebrated by the communists in honor of work, the camp authorities put the most disruptive prisoners inside the bunker to keep them quiet during the parades. There's some graffiti marking the event. The date, scratched out in chalk.
Ty nápisy asfaltem jsou autentický, ty se ten asfalt se získal.
Much around, the bunker has been destroyed, but the inside is preserved as well as the door. The Barrandov film studios borrowed this very door when they needed some interior shots. Watch your head.
Vladimír Valenta, který žil dlouhou dobu potom po propuštění z kriminálu.
Perhaps the most famous person to do time in the bunker was Vladimír Valenta, best known abroad for his portrayal of the station master named Max in Jiří Menzel's 1966 Oscar-winning adaptation of the novel Closely Watched Trains. Valenta, who had run afoul of both the Nazi and communist regimes, spent 7 years in prison and labor camps, four of them working the uranium mines. In 1953, he spent 27 days crouching here in the cold darkness. Zahradka never spent time in the Vojna bunker or in the windowless cells directly below the camp offices of the STB, the much-feared secret police. He was always careful to fill his quota in the mines 100%, and he has the documents to prove that he was criticized for not doing more. But after his mother launched a successful appeal to the Czechoslovak president who replaced Klement Gottwald to have his sentence commuted, he was thrown into the camp's correction center on fabricated charges, so as to blot his record and kill his chances for an even earlier release.
Měl šanci se dostat na podmíněné propuštění po polovině trestu domů. Tak aby k tomu nedošlo, tak na mě udělali.
My mother managed to convince President Zapotocký to commute my sentence to 13 years imprisonment, and then there was the possibility I could have been released in half that time on good behavior. I was in the correction center for 10 days before I heard the charges that I'd stolen a box of ammunition. It was freezing cold, the cells were unheated, and we were dressed only in thin pyjamas. I spent another 20 days this way in solitary confinement after promising to fight the charges. Every 3 days I got a warm meal, otherwise just a bit of bread and water.
A jinak tady bylo jedno teplé jídlo jednou za 3 dny a 20 deka chleba a voda.
While the former Nazi concentration camps were preserved in the West as memorials to honor their victims, on the other side of the Berlin Wall, little changed but the uniforms worn by the guards, says Mr. Zahradka.
Arbeit macht frei. Prací k svobodě. To je přesně tak, jak to bylo na nacistických koncentračních táborech.
Arbeit macht frei. Práce ke svobodě. It was exactly the same slogan above the gates of Nazi concentration camps.
Bylo na těch bránách prací k svobodě.
In the early 1950s, above the entrance to the Vojna camp was written Práce ke svobodě. Work sets you free. The Vojna camp was in use until 1961, when the uranium ore in the surrounding hills had finally been extracted. František Zahradka was there nearly to the bitter end. There had been a general amnesty in May 1960, but he was not released until September 1962. Like other former prisoners, Mr. Zahradka got a one-time payment from the post-communist government of 50 crowns, less than $2, for each month he served. The regime then only allowed him to work in manual labor. Ironically, he stayed on in the mines as an electrician well into his 60s, as the 9 years he spent doing forced labor did not count towards his pension. Today, he is the unofficial and unpaid curator of Příbram's Museum of the Third Resistance, and one of the most light-hearted and optimistic men one could ever hope to meet.
Tak jsem dělal až do důchodu v podzemí.
I worked underground until my retirement. I had my share of injuries. Just look at my hands. But I am terribly happy that I never injured my head.
Jsem strašně šťastný, že jsem neměl žádný úraz na hlavu.